Welcome to Your Money Matters, the personal finance report from the Wall Street Journal for Tuesday morning, December 9th. I'm Matthew Passy. This time, the surge in U.S. car sales and why we lose connectivity at concerts. Why are Americans loading up on cars? One reason is because financing is readily available.
We know that home buyers have trouble qualifying for mortgages and people have cut back on credit card debt, but automakers and banks have been readily lending money, helping people get into cars.
That's Yahoo Finance columnist Rick Newman. He tells the Wall Street Journal that we're also spending more money on cars as we shift to larger vehicles.
The fact is that the size of cars that Americans buy correlates very closely with the price of gas at the time they buy the car. So when gas prices go up by a lot, we see people flock to small cars, and when gas prices go down, they buy bigger cars.
And Newman adds that while you may be cutting back on some spending, we're still going to spoil ourselves in other ways.
I suppose it's possible that this trend is moving upscale and people might be saying, well, I can't really get the house I want. I may as well put a nice car in the driveway of my rental apartment to make me feel good about myself and my prospects.
As we continue, the social media black hole at concert venues.
I'm Lex Friedman. I run my own business, so I know from experience, hiring new employees can be tough. Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites, and now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 50-plus job sites, including Craigslist, LinkedIn, and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 200,000 businesses. And right now, our listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/WSJ. That's ZipRecruiter.com/WSJ. One more time, to try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/WSJ.
It's the irony of the modern live music experience. While massive concerts and festivals are ripe for minute-to-minute sharing on social media, these teeming events often turn into black holes of data, causing deep disappointment among fans as only a trickle of texts and tweets are able to escape.
You walk in the door and you quickly notice that you can't send out a text, you can't make a phone call, you can't send a tweet, simply because there's tens of thousands of people trying to do the exact same thing and the networks get overloaded.
That's Wall Street Journal reporter John Jurgensen. He reports in the Wall Street Journal that performers are frustrated with the lack of connectivity, too.
They rely on all this social media activity as free marketing. If they want to sell some tickets down the line, they hope that people are going to talk it up online and share their photos and their gushing reviews about the shows.
Jurgensen says some bands are considering taking it upon themselves to improve connectivity.
Theoretically, you could bring a mobile Wi-Fi unit on your tractor trailer along with your lights and your sound equipment and things like that. But that's expensive. You know, you have to stick it on there. You have to pay for the crew members to run it.
That's it for this time. Remember to check out all the latest personal finance news and tips at WSJ.com. I'm Matthew Passy for The Wall Street Journal.